Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you guys missed the start of the show, JP ran down some numbers that go against the idea that Miles' contract is untradeable. And we actually, our guy, Johnny Bean, who we talked about earlier, he's actually looked at the website that you culled from, the numbers, and he now looks at this and goes, well, maybe Miles is tradable. So, okay. so we're converting people.
Oh, the guy that doubted it? Or
yes.
What? Oh, nice. Okay, good. All right. All
so
right,
we are spreading truth here instead of just reacting and saying that's impossible to happen and so on and so forth. But we'll have all that with John Fanta and Albert Breer coming up at 4:20 and 5:20. Donovan was great last night in the Cavs' latest win, 35 points in 29 minutes on the court, and it restarted the conversation about how much Donovan is too much Donovan for people.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that that's like the takeaway out of that game. You know, there's a lot of different takeaways I think I would have out of that game. I liked the full court press that they eventually put on Cade Cunningham after Cade started to look like maybe something was happening, and then Cade played what is arguably the worst game I've ever seen him play against the Cavs. Like, absolutely just got shut down. But really what that game yesterday, what the takeaway from that game yesterday should be is you basically ate Detroit's lunch from a defensive standpoint. And everyone wants to turn around in a game you win by 20 to complain about Donovan being awesome on the second night of a back-to-back? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, I think any time the conversation goes, do we have too much Donovan? I think that's really just maybe a way of expressing doubt about Evan. I think Evan was so commanding in the first half of the opener. And he's been good. Like, statistically, I think he's averaging 20 points a game. I think he's averaging a double-double right now per game. But because we haven't seen him take over an entire game like that, I think people are starting to get impatient with it, which I understand. I would also counter, it's four games into the season, and Donovan being great. Like, Donovan's not just going to hand off the ball and go, here now, your turn, Evan. Evan's got to take it. And I think right now, your frustration shouldn't be with Donovan. If anything, it should be with Evan and continuing to having to be cajoled to take over games.
Well, and one thing I see with Evan that I think is interesting is, first off, he's shooting, you know, more three-point attempts than ever before, but he's also in the mid-range a lot too. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they're clearly trying to see how far they can stretch out just him being a shooter. Yeah. And like, it's different. It looks different. It feels different. And in fact, I would imagine a lot of people are upset with what they call the shot diet of Evan Mobley so far. But I feel like that's
upset with any diet.
Yeah, any diet just gets to you. Suzanne Summers' diet.
Yep.
All of them.
Atkins diet.
We're just doing classic diets from 30 years ago that don't even really exist
anymore.
The caveman
diet. That's from 20 years ago.
There we go. Now we're getting there. Yeah. So people are mad at his shot diet. They're mad at a few things. It's so odd. The team has looked pretty good, and all of a sudden, all I hear is just complaints about this team, and I sometimes wonder, am I watching the same product as a lot of people?
I think that's maybe what I'm surprised about, is that there is that kind of impatience. I think we all thought that's going to be a little bit more of a mellow regular season, because, you know, we all understand that till you get to the playoffs, none of this matters. I understand the fundamental point where I think people have resigned themselves to the only time or the only chance that you have to take over the NBA, become an NBA champion, is if Evan becomes your best player. So I think the mind is in the right place. I just think it's a little early to say anything, to just draw anything sweeping from these four games, because it's going, like, the process of Evan being the player you want him to be takes time.
Yeah.
And I know nobody wants that because, well, this player was this person in year three. This is different. And we also have to face the idea, and maybe this is where the concern really is, that Evan might never become the player that we thought he would be when he was drafted or at any of the point we thought he could be Bosch or Duncan or any of those guys. Mm-hmm. That also might be the reality here. But I don't think it comes at the expense of Donovan Mitchell, who I think has just been Donovan Mitchell through the first four games.
I mean, and even looking at his usage numbers, they're not crazy. It's a 30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
2%. It's not insane. It's, yes, it's the higher parts of the league. He's living in that Anthony Edwards territory of usage in any given game. But it's nothing crazy at this point. I'm going to come away with this almost even more impressed that he's willing to go ahead and try to put up 35 on the second night of a back-to-back on game four of the season. Like, that's insane at the front of it. There's so many NBA players that wouldn't even consider attempting to try to have that type of game last night.
Yeah, I'm still in the love bubble with this team where I'd like to see Evan call for that stuff more. I would. That desire, I think, is well-founded by Cavs fans because it's been a conversation for now, you know, 4.5 years. Get it. However, they're so much fun to watch, and they keep playing the bet. Like, they're doing all this without Darius, who now might be there in early November.
And we got to see that big lineup last night that looks like it's never going to be able to score. That's so funny, the Larry Nance one, the one that is. It's like, who's scoring in this? Dean Wade, it's just a really funny lineup to be.
They're all going to sit around the perimeter and wait for somebody to throw them the ball.
They just go so big in that moment. And you can see Atkinson, you can see on his face, he's like, I don't know how we're going to score. And it just looks like, I don't know how they're going to score either.
I'm going to tell you, put Darius with three guys 6'8 or taller who can all shoot the three ball, including Dean Wade, including Evan, including, did I mention Dean Wade? Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah.
And then find me another 6'8 or taller guy, and bam. Bang biscuit.
And that might be the plan at the end of the day. That might be what you end up doing. But it's just funny because you get all
Craig
these
Porter Jr. now.
Craig Porter and Tyson and all these bench players that then when they all just end up on the court at the same time, it's really funny how big the Cavs end up getting.
216-474-0092. Is too much Donovan Mitchell actually a thing? I just don't think it is. And by the way, this is a better playoff conversation than it is a regular season.
And I think in the playoffs, we're going to have a real conversation about this. I think when we get to the postseason, we will have that because we had those conversations last year. Is he taking over the game too much? Why is it that Mobley is there for the first quarter and then it feels like Donovan, something goes off in his head like, no, my turn now. And then he just takes off and goes and that's it. Like, we will have these conversations. But on the second night of a back-to-back where Donovan needed to score, it's just not the conversation.
And I think, again, I think once you get into the playoffs, those conversations are really, really complex. If you're used to taking over games and you're Donovan and the other guy's not used to calling for it, there's a gap that has to be bridged. But Kenny Atkinson can only tell Evan Mobley, hey, go out there and get yours. He can only say that so many times. And Donovan, I think you missed the point of Donovan Mitchell. A guy who, again, wasn't supposed to be this player, wasn't supposed to be a 25-point player a night, wasn't supposed to be first-team All-NBA coming out of Louisville as the 13th pick, 14th pick in what was a 2017 NBA draft. So, the reason Donovan is who Donovan is he is a bulldog. So, you can't ask a bulldog to be like, hey, can you be like a
Chihuahua?
No, they're pretty fierce.
They are
I almost
fierce.
Lost a toe to a Chihuahua.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua back in the day?
My grandma Jo had a Chihuahua that my brothers had terrorized, and that Chihuahua did not like feet.
But go a poodle action?
Yeah. Is a poodle nice? That's thinking like a retriever.
Nice.
I was thinking like a retriever.
What's one of those combo dogs that they have now? Where it's like, No. That's historically we just call them mutts, but now they golden doodles. Yes,
Yes,
the combo dogs.
Okay, so you can't ask a bulldog.
I don't know if anyone's ever called him a combo dog before, but I like the branding of it.
I thought it was a dog that likes combos. However,
no. We just mix every type of breed of dog and just two of them say, hey, get together and have a good time, and then that pops out, and they sell them for $1,500 a piece.
That's
now.
That's the opposite of what Bob Barker used to say. It was get your pet spayed and neuter.
And now they
them together, put on some Barry White, and see where it goes.
They sell them for $2,000, and everyone has a good time.
Is too much Donovan Mitchell a thing? And did we just rebrand mutt dogs? What do you think about it?
Combo dog.
This one's a retriever, mastiff, with a little bit of chihuahua in it. And it also weighs 300 pounds. You're going to love it.
Shot diet is great.
But not its actual diet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.